From September 8th through October 2nd, Gala Theater in D.C. is presenting the zarzuela La Revoltosa, The Troublemaker. With me via phone to talk about the production are the music director David Peralto and mezzo Laura Virea, who is in the cast. Welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
David, for those who are not familiar with zarzuela, could we please have a bit of information about the genre, whether it's closer to Singspiel or operetta? Or what are your thoughts on that?
I would say that it's closer to operetta. This is a musical form that's very popular in the 18th, 19th, and 20th century. And actually, the one that we're doing is from the end of the 19th century. It was a very popular form with Spanish music and music with orchestra and text altogether. Not everything is sung, but it keeps the two ways.
So this production is described as variations on the 1897 zarzuela for today. Has it been heavily adapted or changed?
The music is the original music, beautiful Spanish music with an orchestra. And the script, we did some variations on the script because it talks about emotional freedom for this Maripepa, which is a character that this amazing singer and actress, Laura, is doing. She's like in search of this female emotional freedom. And so we did some variations on the script. It's a contemporary script, but the music is the original music.
Laura, what is your character like? What's her deal?
Maripepa is actually, I would say, very similar to Carmen. For those of you who are more like opera fans. But the interesting thing about it is, like, just like Carmen, she can be wrongly placed in pigeonholed as the femme fatale. And she's really nothing like that at all. She's a playful, intelligent woman of very modest means. This all takes place in a very very close community of, like, you know, low income, working class people who live practically on top of each other. You can hear everything that is going on. And she just wants to be a free woman, and she wants to be able to flirt and to do whatever she wants. But she has deep, intense feelings for someone who perhaps is not the most convenient person for her. And this entire entangled romance develops in front of the eyes of the entire community. And that can be a little bit hard to deal with.
It was a thing then, and it's even true today, unfortunately.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, there's like all of the gossip going on. What I love most absolutely about this show is, like David was explaining, zarzuela is like, it's like opereta. It has a lot of spoken text. And I'm learning a lot through this production. It's only my second zarzuela. And I've learned that there are two different types of zarzuela, one that is more through composed and one that is practically straight theater. And then it has some musical numbers within it. And this is the type of zarzuela that we're doing. And so for me, it's the first time that I find myself on a stage where, like, 75% of what I do is straight theater. And it's just lovely. There's an amazing, amazing cast of people, all of whom have very, very unique voices. Not everyone is a lyrical classical singer. And there's, like, so much beauty in that as well, and hearing everyone's character through their timbre of their voice. And I'm just having, like, all the fun in my life.
This is La Revoltosa, or The Troublemaker, at Gala Theater in D.C., September 8th through October 2nd. You can contact the theater by phone at 202-234-7174 for more information. Their website is galatheater.org. I've been speaking today with mezzo Laura Virea and music director David Peralto from the production. Thank you so much, Laura and David, for talking with me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.